hope, the idea of, you know, putting your hands together and, you know, either you pray for something or, you know, maybe it's a miracle, maybe it's something involving health, whatever it may be, does it keep you going? Does it keep you looking that something good may be coming down the road? Because I hope that you're not hoping for something bad to happen. Let's talk about all of that this morning with, on a different day due to yours truly being out of town and his own laryngitis, the good doc, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, the website, Regional Psychological Services. Same guy, different day. It's okay. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and I liked your quote, hope springs eternal, and the rest is in the human breast. That's by Alexander Pope, I might add, so that I thought was a good way to start things. And I think it's important to realize that negativity and unhappiness fester in the mind of someone who has lost hope for the present and future. You know, one really has to see obstacles in life, really not as dreaded problems, but really opportunities to successfully overcome. This is really critical. And hope clearly increases really human happiness and one's quality of life by reducing anxiety, by reducing depression, by reducing even despair as people live a life. And I think that we sometimes underestimate the power of hope and what it really can do for someone, because it helps you physically, emotionally, helps you in terms of future goals, and just really allows you to see the light, if you will, at the end of the tunnel. So hope is really very critical if one's going to have a happy and successful life.
Martin Luther King Jr. once said, Doc, that hope, his idea of hope was that it was infinite, but disappointment was something finite. In other words, hope had a little greater than symbol over disappointment. You buy that?
Well, I do. In fact, you know, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope.
That's the quote.
I think it's really critical. We're always going to have some things that happen. Call it finite disappointment. That's part of life. Does not go exactly the way we want it. But we really have to believe in the long run. There is life is worth living. Life is worth challenging. Life is worth moving on. As long as we're here, that's really kind of a critical thing. But if we see everything as a disaster, woe is me, you know, catastrophize everything, then that really can be, you know, dreadful for the person. And I think that Desmond Tutu had a good one too. Hope is being able to see there is light despite all of the darkness. So I think that we just, in fact, getting some good quotes on hope and on life.
Well, you just quoted one and you didn't even quote in that statement. You quoted one and you didn't even put the quotes around it. And it's a great one. Life is worth living. That's Bishop Fulton Sheen.
Yeah, well, listen, and there's an old hero from the past. Fulton, haven't thought of him for a while, but yeah, he definitely was.
That was
a
show.
Fellow.
Yes, that was it. That was his television show. It's easy to forget that on one of the most popular television shows of in the 50s, and not even just if you were Catholic, because he had the ability to get across to people and motivate them. Even in the title, that life is worth living. You may be having a bad day today, and it could get worse between now and whenever. But at the end of the tunnel, you've got some good stuff coming. And he managed to get that across. And that's what people who you know, people in your own life who are hopeful, but they also they achieve as well, and you see that there can be a connection between the two things.
Well, I agree, and I think being reasonable that there's, you know, nothing, you know, wrong with that either, because if you really, like, let me just give you another good quote. Nourish your hopes, but do not overlook realities. That's Winston Churchill. I think that when we have hope, we have to be realistic. I mean, like, if I weigh 400 pounds and want to be a jockey until there's a 30,000-pound horse, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I do feel we need hope, but we want it based on reality and what we can do. I mean, that becomes a, you know, really a critical thing for, you know, for the individual.
Yeah.
And I also like our old cousin Marcus Tullius Cicero's thing, while there's life, there's hope. So let's never give up. Let's always be looking for things to do, things to overcome, and really just have hope. I think if you lose hope, you've really lost a lot. I mean, you're opening the door to depression, unhappiness, poor physical health. So,
or it's all,
really
or
no
it could already be there for the person. And so, and you see that now. How do you When you diagnose that in someone and you observe it and then you say, this person has clearly lost all hope, and there's, you know, there it is, they've lost all hope. So how do you help them regain that? How do you help them see that it's not all finished?
Well, I think, first of all, it depends on the person. Every person is really different what the situations are. I think a lot of times music can be helpful for people. You know, look for the silver lining, some of the great classics that have positive words, looking for good things. I think beginning to talk about focusing on not negativity, but trying to cognitive restructuring, trying to replace every negative thought with a positive thought, and don't let the negativity overwhelm the person. Also, I use hypnosis with people in terms of deep relaxation, trying to restructure, trying to help the person in terms of looking at things differently, and also having the person see that they are having some successes, even if they're really not aware of it. And I also believe if someone's seeking out help, whether it's a therapist, whether it is family, whether it's a minister, that means that there is some possibility for hope. Because it's not like, you know, Dante's Inferno, you know, lose all hope if you enter here. I mean, that's not the kind of thing. Life always has opportunities of the mind, of the physical things we can do, depending on your abilities. But overall, hope is, even the word has in Spanish, esperanza. I mean, when you even say hope, it's a big word. And that's another thing I try to always
say that again. That was good. That was good. That was pretty good.
Oh, esperanza is hope.
Yeah, I like that.
Right. Just as an example, sometimes even using another language, I mean, when there's a stronger word, it when it comes across, it can even be a better thing. So I'm a positive fellow, as you know. I mean, and so are you,
very.
Dave. So I always try to indicate to someone, you know, my mother had the one about, I think I've mentioned this to you before, that the optimists and pessimists have the same frequency of error, but the optimist is so much happier. And I think that is true.
Right on.
Well, Oscar Wilde had the one that the cynic knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. So I think it is really important to look for the things that can advance us in life and to give us some hope, some things that we have to look forward to. Everybody needs to be looking forward to something, but also trying to enjoy the present. So if we have hope and we have goals and we have dreams, you know, I like Teddy Kennedy had the one, if you don't have dreams, they can't come true. I think that's another really good one. So I think if we can even, I think in the past when people had less education and, really not much education, if you will, they often lived by statements, by things, you know, do unto others, them do unto you, you know, these types of things. The idea of, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. Things in life that were hallmarks for them in terms of how to function, how to be successful in life. And I think we all need some statements, some things we believe, some things that motivate us. But behind it all, if you will, is the idea, yes, hope. There is hope, and it can be done. Life can be better. You can move forward.
It's the idea of rounding things out, too. So we've talked before, you can savor the past, you can enjoy the present, you can plan, and yes, hope for the future. And that's all. They do tie together. In some ways, you can't have them without each other. And then when you do that, you can be a very well, you know, rounded person. You know about your past, but you don't focus wholly on it because you feel like there is something to look at. And even parents. I mean, you don't become, you know, by choice, you don't become a parent. I don't think if you don't have hope, you're hoping for, you know, the next generation being better and a better world. That's all part of it. It ties in. You see that in the eyes of your children. And I don't think, or your grandchildren, right? There's no question about that. Dr. John Braccio, our guest, as always, on Tuesdays, and this week, special guest appearance. It's almost like an extra episode here of your favorite reality show, and it is reality that we talk about here, the reality we all share. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, and the podcaster at Dr. John B. .com. Well, different day, same guy, and hope that we will get to visit. I know we will next week on Tuesday. Have a great one, Doc. Thank you.
Well, same to you, my friend, and good luck to our beloved Spartans. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. There it is. He says hope for our brackets yet, right? I like Michigan's chances in Michigan State's. here in the first round, but watch, those are famous last words. No, I think they'll be okay. Down the road a little bit, there might be some bumps, but isn't that the way with us all? It's a great line. What's Dan Patrick's line? He's listed the athlete. He's listed as day-to-day, but then again, aren't we all? Yep, very true. Morning Wake Up on 1320. Don't go away. This is WILS.